Paper 55, The Spheres of Light and Life. The Age of Light and Life is the final evolutionary attainment of a world of time and space. From the early times of primitive man, such an inhabited world has passed through the successive planetary ages, the pre- and the post-planetary prince ages, the post-Adamic age, the post-magisterial sun age, and the post-bestowal sun age. And then is such a world made ready for the culminating evolutionary attainment, the settled status of light and life, by the ministry of the successive planetary missions of the Trinity Teacher Sons, with their ever-advancing revelations of divine truth and cosmic wisdom. In these endeavors, the Teacher Sons enjoy the assistance of the brilliant evening stars always, and the Melchizedek sometimes, in establishing the final planetary age. This era of light and life, inaugurated by the Teacher Sons at the conclusion of their final planetary mission, continues indefinitely on the inhabited worlds. Each advancing stage of settled status may be segregated by the judicial actions of the magisterial sons into a succession of dispensations, but all such judicial actions are purely technical, in no way modifying the course of planetary events. Only those planets which attain existence in the main circuits of the superuniverse are assured of continuous survival, but as far as we know, these worlds settled in light and life are destined to go on throughout the eternal ages of all future time. There are seven stages in the unfoldment of the era of light and life on an evolutionary world, and in this connection it should be noted that the worlds of the spirit-fused mortals evolve along lines identical with those of the adjuster fusion series. These seven stages of light and life are 1. The first or planetary stage. 2. The second or system stage. 3. The third or constellation stage. 4. The fourth or local universe stage. 5. The fifth or minor sector stage. 6. The sixth or major sector stage. 7. The seventh or super universe stage. At the conclusion of this narrative, these stages of advancing development are described as they relate to the universe organization, but the planetary values of any stage may be attained by any world quite independent of the development of other worlds or of the superplanetary levels of universe administration.